good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good night, whatever, wherever you are on the WWW. This is Portage Time, and this is the Wagwan Show. And today, we're going to just be like sitting back and relaxing. A little bit of a rain here in South Florida, the middle of Florida. I'm out of the Tampa Bay. And if you love Florida, don't forget to come this way, the 23rd. I'll be doing the Afrofest thing again. First, I got to start it off with that, my people. We're going to have some fun because it's summertime. They said after the 4th of July, now summer begins. Well, guess what? We always have summer as long as we got sun. Hey, let's start it off today. Well, yeah, let's say hello to my co-host, Janice. On the move, normally, when she's going to come in today, if she has a chance to come in, I'm going to try and see in a little bit. All right? So, let's go. Let's start off with some big, bad DB, Dennis Brown. It's old music, you know. We always say that throwback stuff. It's a throwback Thursday as usual. All right? Here we go.
Now hear this!
Yeah, here it is. This is Portage Time and the Wagwan Show on CRS Radio. Portiac, how you doing out there? Thank you for saving me. Hey, I always come to my rescue.
Now hear this.
I
should be in your corner. Your corner is where I wanna be. Ooh, and your magic feels. Whoa, whoa, please care for me.
Yes. We're talking all the queens today, all the queens who are in hot weather, those who are in, you know, lukewarm weather, wherever you are. Blessing to you, queens and queens and queens. You know, and we're talking about real queens. Because not every woman is a queen. And not everyone who wears the crown is a queen. But I'll salute them today. All right? Jump the judge. What's going on, bro? You need to come for an interview to talk about that big, 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 big compilation you let out there. All right? You really need to get him on board to hear what he's saying. Jungle Jar, the big time producer. All right? He's written his mixed LP, which is very, very good. I'm telling you. I'm proud of the brother, man. I'm really proud of the brother. The brother has jumped on and produced this EP with 7 songs. I'm calling it an EP. Natty Dread Last Survival Rhythm. You know what I mean? Check it out. It's on our streaming platform. The one Jungle Judge. All right, I'm going to play a few in a minute. Let me just drop some oldies but goodies. You know what? I said to tell her she's a queen. Come on. Couple of nice, sweet lies. Them lies are not real lies, but lies just to get some good loving. Yeah, we do it.
Jack is a Mac and he comes around every Monday. Oh, Tuesday and Wednesday. Every day of the week. And even though I try to tell you that I love you from the bottom of my heart, you had no place for me. So vanity, you fell for one of them sweet lies. The kind you doubt still wanna believe. When the heart well, the brain is saying, and you're weak in the knees. Another sweet lie. The kind you doubt that you wanna believe. When the heart's in doubt, you got to stay out. Now the wine and the roses stopped running around some time ago. But you won't admit that so. You pretend. When the heart's in doubt, you should know to stay out of it. Now we're giving no pleasure to say, I told you so. It's been hard to keep it low, knowing the things I know. Maybe in another place, and in another time, under different circumstances, you will find happiness. So I suggest, don't take foolish chances, no. Now the wine and the roses stop coming around from the saddle bow. But you won't admit that so. You pretend it's hard to look your best. Wearing the same old shabby dress. So you stay at home, waiting by the phone. For another damn sweet life.
sweet lies. I'm telling you about them lies. Them lies are some nice lies. You know, sometimes they get you into trouble too. Can we welcome somebody? Should we welcome somebody? Is somebody here today? Welcome. My co-host, my partner in the Wagwan Show. She's here, people.
Hello, yes, hello, hello. Yes, yes. Good afternoon, each and everyone. And I'm hoping that everyone is doing great, wonderful, excellent this afternoon. You know, this beautiful Thursday. I was so amazed today when I went to an event, and when I got outside, I could feel this pelting, you know, heat coming down. And I said, wow, it seems like this is now officially summer for us, especially, you know, in the winter time when we're there struggling and stuff like that. And now, you know, everybody's so alive and, you know, smiles, and, you know, you don't even want to be inside, you know, now with the weather. But, you know, a few things, as I always do, to share. Last night I went to, funny enough, a restaurant. It's called Monte Bianco here in Toronto, and it's called Monte Bianco Italian restaurant. And why I'm bringing that up, in case anyone is in Toronto and looking for a restaurant to go, and why I'm promoting it, it's black owned, and it's an Italian restaurant. Black Italian. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I heard that there's a lot of them in Sicily.
Well, I literally saw one last night. I was amazed. And not only that, the other restaurants, there are a lot of restaurants on Bloor Street. You know Bloor Street, Poetic Sam.
Yes.
And there are a lot of restaurants on there. But what sets him apart, because it's just open a month, and you could tell the decoration inside, the decor. You know, it's somewhere you want to go and you don't want to leave because it's so inviting. It's, you know, it's like you're at home. There's a fireplace, like where, you know the fireplace that you plug in. And, you know, you could have events in there tonight. As a matter of fact, they'll be having a jazz night tonight and tomorrow night. And it's starting at 8:00 tonight. So you can just go, and they have an outside patio as well. It's really nice. So, guys, if you're in Toronto or you're looking to come to Toronto, go to Bloor Street. The address, to be specific, is 1201 Bloor Street West.
What is it? 1201. What is the closest main intersection to that?
It's closest to Lansdowne and Bloor.
Right there in the heart of everything. That's where.
Right, and you know, I live on Bloor Street, right? So,
right.
I'll be visiting them quite often because it's right here. It's black owned. I even went into them last night, and I even made a proposal to them on, because you know I do my networking, so I went into them and made a proposal to see how I can generate more revenue for them, and they kind of like the idea. Right. Yes.
You're always on the move.
Yes. Yes. Well, so that was one of my on the move journey, and then I started back up as a paralegal. You know, providing service in the community because I realized. By the way, I'm a paralegal, right? And I realized that many people need services. In our community. So one of them in particular is a landlord and tenant issue. Now, and this is for everybody who's in the situation, because sometimes you never know when it can happen to you. So never think that it will never happen to you. So this lady lived at poetic slam Eglinton and Marley. And she's been living there for years. Now, earlier this year, the landlord went to them, not just her, and said that they're going to renovate the building, so they have to move. The landlord didn't give them anywhere to go. They just told them they're going to have to move. So when she went out and came back, her door was locked up. Until now, the lady cannot get into her unit. Till now. So she had to end up going to a shelter. Anyhow, she was able to get housing, I think a co-op. But now she's trying to reach out to the landlord to say she needs her property. Yes. Mm-hmm. And every time this woman said she calls the landlord, he's telling her he knows nothing about it. The lady should contact her son.
Oh.
Sorry, contact his son. Yeah, and his daughter. Does that make sense? Maybe somebody there had a similar situation that can deal with it, then I would love to hear it, because this is, I never heard this before.
No, that's not normal. That's not a normal situation.
That's a bizarre story there. I don't know. Right? And no.
Sorry about that. The music just decided they wanted to go. That was nothing. Okay,
well, yeah, and I just wanted to share that out there, that it may happen to any one of us. So, you know, just look out for the situation, and how would you deal with the situation? Well, I spoke to someone today, and they said that they will be able to, because one of the things, I'm a paralegal, but I don't go to court. So the individual is going to go to the tribunal with her and see how best recourse, you know, that she may have. Now, terms of long-term,
legally, well, and I guess you have to know the laws of either the borough, the city, all of that you're in. I don't think that is legal, and I think you can hold them in some way financially responsible for anything that happens. For example, if you're without, she went to the shelter, right? That's separation. She went to get a co-op. Now she has no furniture, so she needs furniture. So she's being left in a desolate situation. She has to bring up all these points to say, well, listen, you damaged me in the process. And it's not my fault. You told me to go out and get something. I went to get something, and by the time I come back, you locked my door. So what recourse do I have?
So what's going to happen now? The situation has to go back to the landlord and tenant board, and then now she's gonna have to sue them for damages.
Of course, there is damages there.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah. But, how much is gonna be? She does.
Yeah. That has to be worked out. I think, you know, they have to. I remember years ago I was in trouble up there, and a landlord, he wanted to rent his place, and he took my stuff out and put them outside. And I took him to court. I won. Number one, he didn't come. And I didn't get to collect, because they leave you to collect it. They are testifying. Now you got to go and collect. But I think in this case, she needs to get directly, you said I can't talk to you, then what position does your son and your daughter have, and what legal paper can you give me stating if you think it's a responsibility of your son and your daughter? I want something legal from you, and I want something legal. If according to you, your son and your daughter is responsible, I want something legal from them.
And the other thing, too, the landlord, what they did, they gave them an eviction paper, but that's not from the court.
Ooh, that's their own. Okay.
Yeah, the landlord made that up.
That doesn't have...
Listen to me.
According to what I know, I don't think that had much left to stand on. You can give them eviction. If you gave them eviction and they didn't leave when you gave them, then you have to go to the court to get them out. You can't just reissue them another eviction, no matter where you are. I don't care if you're in the U.S. or you're in Canada. You don't have to go to court to get them out, right? It's the only way, the only thing that is standing in the way is how long does each city, court, borough, whatever you want to call it, give to get out of that place? How long does it take you after you get an eviction notice? Or if you don't follow the eviction notice, what is your time limit for you to do that? All those things have to be taken into consideration. So,
yeah, but when an eviction is issued, although they give you the eviction, you have 4 days. Even if the sheriff lock up your door, you can go back within 4 days to get your belongings.
That's what I'm
saying.
By law. There has to be a from that answer. So what needs to be done now after you give that? I give you eviction notice, and within this amount of time, and it has to be within the laws of what, like I said, the city, the borough, the whatever city, borough, whatever their borough, city, whatever
I don't know. I don't know what it is, because she said when she went back to the unit a few days ago, her hair conditioner is still in the window. Right? And another bizarre story. She told me her boyfriend has his car, and the car went missing. And when they contacted the police force to find out where the car was taken to the police, they have no record of the car being towed, taken anywhere. So that's another bizarre story there. I don't get it, you know. And it's one of, so I guess when you go into the industry of legal, you're going to be faced with all kinds of craziness.
Yeah.
Because she came to my office yesterday, and I said, I'm saying to her, but I never heard this before. And I called up a few experts.
The last thing of the law of the league, the traffic and stuff I dealt with up there, we wouldn't play any music tonight. But let's drop some music that we just started, and we are on the Wagwan show. You see, this is what we're, that's Wagwan. What Johnny and the Move Lovely just talk about is Wagwan right now. So, but she's a peaceful woman, so let's drop this Martha Gibson.
I don't believe in doing wrong. I'm a peaceful woman. Tell me why do they always try to put me down? They slander my name all over the place. What a big disgrace. It's a crying shame again and again, all over the the crying shame. Again and again they make me feel bad. Yes, I'm a faithful woman. I don't believe in doing wrong. I'm a faithful. And I don't believe in doing wrong.
Yes, we don't believe in doing wrong, but some people do some wrong sometime, you know. Some real wrong that we don't really think is nice, but they don't care. They just do what they want to do. And matters not what we think. It's just what they think. That's something that means something to them, you know. But as we move along with the music, right here on TRS Radio, on the Wagwan Show, you know, we have lots of things that go on, but sometimes we just narrow it down to what we think is fitting right here. Nothing that go on. No things that go on out there. Sometimes you have to just, like, bypass some of them. Some of them you got to just, like, make sure you don't get caught in it, because it's not nice. It's not easy, and it's not nice. At the same time, in the meantime, I will still go out the music, all about love, sweet love.
Have you done the cue again? Yeah. My sweet love, yeah.
Yeah.
We're back live. Jonathan the Move Lumley and I, Poetic Sam on the Wagwan Show. And this is TRS Radio. I mean, if you want to join on the comments, you can at 661-467-2407. Don't be afraid. We don't bite here. We don't bite without any, you know. So do your best. Call in if you can. Make your comments while you can. And remember, every Thursday, 7 to 9, we're right here. On Saturdays, we're here from 12 to 2. Same CRS radio, same great radio station with great programming throughout the week. You can tune in anytime and hear something of your interest or find something of your interest. I can tell you, come on my show, come on these shows, and you will find interest in whatever, you know, we make it interesting for everyone out of point, all right? Yes, Mr. Janet. So what's going on? What else is going on? I'm thinking about the question I want to ask today, you know, that integral question, but I think I have one. Yeah, I think I'm just going to ask it. I mentioned it a little, maybe like 2 weeks ago, but I put it up on my Facebook. It's on my Facebook feed, post on the LaSalle James. You can go there and look. It's a riveting story. I don't know the whole story. I just got a piece of it, and I thought it was very interesting. And the interesting part is we just celebrated independence. Canada on July the 1st and USA on the 4th. So they both say they're independent in July. But they're independent. How independent are we? That is the question. I know I can tell you that Jamaica is not independent. They only celebrate an independence. They're not independent. Because if they were independent, and I'm talking because I'm from Jamaica, and I can say that the rest of the Caribbean, the only person that, only place that seems to be ruling themselves and making a lot of sense right now is Barbados. The rest, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Sound of English, all of that kind of stuff, but right now, their leadership is bar none. Nobody, I don't think there's anybody around the Caribbean can touch them right now. That lady is doing very well. What are your thoughts?
Well, as it relates to independence, that's a big topic. A huge topic there. What is independence? Well, basically, independent, you're supposed to be able to do whatever you want, right?
Right.
On your own, basically. However, how independent are we, especially here? And yes, Canada Day was on the Friday, but the problem with that, when you look back at the Aboriginal people, there's no independence because they're not free. Going on with them, in the beginning, the Europeans, from what I understand, gave them liquor, gave them a lot of things that's not needed and held on to their land, right? They held on to the land because the land is where it is. If you don't own land, you own nothing.
You're not independent.
A lot of people believe that even having a house, you don't own that house.
Nope, 30 years. They give you a mortgage for 30 years. And
but then,
3-4 possibly.
But think of it this way too. When you purchase a property, that the land is what really appreciates, because you can hit that house down to rebuild another house. So the house doesn't move. The house doesn't really have the value like the land. So it's better if you can accumulate acres of land, because as soon as you purchase that land, it appreciates in value, because you can purchase that land 10 years ago for $5,000, and then 10 years later, it appreciates so much. You can make 1,000% interest on that land.
That's right.
You understand? So, yeah, so with this independence, when they're talking about, you know, land of the free and whole Canada, you stand on guard for thee and all these stuff, I'm not sure about that, because these Canadian Indians, like the real Aboriginal people, they're suffering till this day. Some of these places where you go here, if you see the condition these people are living in, they don't have proper washroom. They don't. There's a lot of things that they don't have. So I don't know. I'm not sure about that independence kind of idea. I don't know about it. I know what it means, but as it relates to independent, just like Jamaica, not sure. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means with being independent, because you're not. You're not independent.
And I really, this is one of those that I'd really like to hear other people's point of view. But I know at some point, you know, we'll get to the people. You know, we'll get to the people to hear their opinion. But how are we going to keep going with the music? How independent are you, people? How independent are we? Listen, not just you, but are we? Because we're not in this world alone. So how independent are we? Say it out loud. Say it out loud. Whenever and whenever you want to say it. Well, we're going to go up on the replay with Rihanna for a little bit, you know? Here we go, Rihanna, on the replay.
Yo, this party is flopped still.
More time? The music's too low.
I'll make him turn it up.
One time, when it back once more.
Coming out here on TRS Radio.
Now this one dedicated to the gal with the angel face and the devil heart. You know, it's a rock and roll film track and he must be able to play at some field location. Hip hop my youth, hear it!
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beat is like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
I'm coming with him, a pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living town, old chaka, follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Say girl you pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl you just a act too, flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick, and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your story. Sorry, sorry, good no.
Papa could be kind of where she took and where she jam. She know about loom, chaka, and every morning man. Make love with a coolie Chinese, white man and Indian. The wickedest kind of girl, that Mr. Flyer go pop. And now do you heard about this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of rose. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Murder she
wrote. Murder she wrote. Na-na-na. Murder she wrote.
Watch her now stand still. You're not paying me like Bill. If you test the ragamuffin, tell your wine get killed. You keep wait. Cause you a crepe, crepe. And the living let me talk. It's me DJ, girl, come out. Because you're not shocked out. And when you hear the ragamuffin, if you jump and shout, don't touch me gate. You're not paying me what I'm ready. Cause great is great, mate. You're under it. Promise. You put your face on bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Promise. You put your face on bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Say, girl, you're pretty. Your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Tell you just a act too, flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick, and I'm so happy. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your story. Sorry, sorry.
Now every middle of the year, this girl have a version. For the coolie white man, Indian, nothing kill on his fan. I just see her daddy, I'm see her 6 months pregnant. Now she back on sweet again with not a baby in a prom. Do you heard about this girl, her name is sexy. Her beauty's like a bunch of rose. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. No, no, no. Murder she wrote.
Excuse me. Y'all never know what y'all saw y'all see. Rock em up in track and demons come to flash it same way. Oh, oh, oh. Promise. You put your face on bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Promise. You put your face on bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. So girl, you're pretty. Your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you don't have to flirty, flirty. You want to come big and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you stop out your story. Sorry, sorry. The girl a boast and a brag on, she looks sexy. All she worship is pure vanity. The girl a boast and a brag on, she looks ready. When she wash her clothes, it's dirty. Girl, you not ready. If you can't cook with me, girl, you not ready. If you can't wash with me, girl, you not ready. If you know you're pretty, pretty, flammy. You put your face on bad character. Send the kind of living town. Hold your couple of me now. You put your face on bad character. Send the kind of living town. Hold your couple of me.
Now
this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. You know what's a rock and roll film track and he must be able to play at some field location. Hip hop my youth, hear it!
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beat is like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
I'm coming with him, a pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living town, old chaka. Say girl you pretty, your face is pretty, but your character.
Murder. What do you feel? How do you feel? What's going on? Theo, Edgar, my sister Jennifer, Andrea. Who else can I show that up? Matt, what are you doing up there?
I got a whole lot of people up there that I'm choking out. And as you might realize, people, you know, that was my stomping ground at one time. So, you know, we're always back and forth up there, and, you know, I still go there. When time permits, I go there. You know, I'm just not living there anymore. But it's kind of, you know, it's a pretty good place. They're lively. Like right now, there's a lot of shows going on up there. I have a friend who is one of my musician friends. He left from Jamaica and he's up there now because he's going to be working. Leroy Sibyl should be performing there at some point. He's up there now, I know. So, obviously, he's going to be either on the show. There's a show going on. Oh, I think Rastafest is probably going to do Rastafest. So that's going on. There's a whole lot of other stuff going on up there. Down here, or over and about the place everywhere.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Yeah, there's down here we have, well, first of all, I am the guest DJ at Afrofest in Tampa here. And there's a little artist by the name of Hailey. Pretty exciting. I know last time she was pretty, very exciting. I'm going to give you some tidbits on her. And where the show is a little bit. So she's got a little one release. I haven't heard it. They sent it to me, but, I heard it, but not her. And I'm asking, hey, come on here. Tell the people what they're about. So we don't know if she's going to come or when she's going to come, but I expect I'll see her, and we'll see her. But I will be at show at Club 1838 on 40th Street in Tampa, Florida, on the 23rd of this month, Page and Yourfield. I'll be putting it up right after this so you can all get involved in it. So we're here. And I know there's a lot of things going on up here. Miss On The Move?
Yes, there are. You're right about that one. Many, many, many. This is the weekend for it. So starting tomorrow, which is July the 8th, we have Afrofest, which has been in Toronto for over 30-odd years. It didn't happen for 2 years because of the pandemic, but no, it will be happening for the first time tomorrow, starting at 12 noon. So it's tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 days. D-Flex, which is an artist that I support, he's on the Dreammakers Entertainment. So he will be performing Saturday from at 7 p.m. So again, if you're in Toronto looking for somewhere to go, Afrofest is on the move. Today, actually, they launched the Toronto Carnival, which is a.k.a. Caribana. So that was launched today earlier. Yeah, it was launched today at Nathan Phillips Square. Actually, stuff are still happening down there as we speak, and I didn't even realize until I saw some posts on Facebook. I would have been down there. All right, so that's happening. Then Reggae Sunsplash in Niagara Falls on Saturday, right, which I'm hoping to go down there. That runs from noon until nighttime. So you see how many events are happening this one weekend alone?
Oh, yeah.
So, so many event. And then on July the 30th, the Mercy Miracle Ministry, they're having a prayer breakfast. Sometimes, you know, we have to get out of that side of the world and take on a little Christianity, a little gospel, you know, something different. So there will be a prayer breakfast on July the 30th. That there's a vendor opportunities there. $50 for breakfast and the event, and $99 for if you want to be a vendor, you'll get an opportunity to speak and so forth. On the 24th, it's again another session of the business networking opportunity. This session will be featuring entrepreneurs with products, not services, literal, tangible products. So you'll have an opportunity to come on and talk about your product. If you have a sale going on, if you want to give a discount, so you'll have an opportunity on the 24th to sell or promote your business on that platform. And then there will be stuff coming up in August, but we're looking at July at the moment. So if you're in Toronto and you're looking for places to go, there are a lot of events going on over the next few weeks. And if you're here as a visitor, welcome. And you can check out any of these events. If you're looking to come to Toronto, there are vibes going to happen. Actually, Caribana will be July at the end of this month. All right? So keep that in mind. Yeah. So Caribana. Oh, and by the way, the Freedom Train Ride, I've been on that a few times. It's very interesting. So what it is, it's leading up to emancipation. So many of us know that emancipation took place, I think it was August 1st or 2nd, many years ago. So the a different booklet, which is an organization, decided to assimilate it, where the city of Toronto gave us black people, give us a train. So you take that train at midnight from Union Station. It takes you up to Shepherd West Station, and they have drum beating on in the subway. They lock off
what?
All the subways. So, yeah. Oh, you didn't know?
No,
I did
not know.
Yeah. So that's been going on about 7 years now, minus two, because of the pandemic. Yeah. So I saw the lady last week. And I asked her, I said, is it happening? She said, yes, for sure. So it starts at 12 midnight. But what's unique about this event is that once you go on the train and it leaves, everybody stays quiet for about 15 minutes. No sound.
Really?
If a pin drop on the floor, you can hear it. And not only that, they assimilated what exactly or what they thought happened during those times. So even young babies, like families come down. I'm planning to take my granddaughter because it's an opportunity for the young ones to know.
History,
right?
History.
So it's good. So that's happening the 31st, actually. It's always the 31st. So the 31st of July, which takes us into emancipation. Jamaica celebrates emancipation for about maybe 10 years now. They've been doing it. For the first time, I think last year or the year before, it's now proclaimed in Toronto and recognized as not a holiday, but just like how we celebrate Black History Month here. It's the same kind of concept that they're bringing here with Emancipation Day, which is either the first or the second is celebrated. So there are a lot that for us here as a people that
summer.
A lot going on. I can't even keep up anymore. But today, I'm going to share this before I get off. Today, there was an amazing event that took place at York University. It's about access and diversity. And what it is, it's a young man by the name of Jackson. Oh, I can't pronounce his last name. because he's Nigerian, but the uniqueness about it, TD Bank was on the table, CIBC, some other institution, but it was all black representatives. And these are all black young individuals. So this young man trying to give black entrepreneurs an opportunity of how they can access funding and stuff like that. So that's what this event was about. There was about 50 persons in the room, and the opportunities that they share, it's great for us to know, because we always used to say nothing is out there for us, but today it's proved otherwise. When I went there today, it's for us to access these information that we can now share it.
That's
what I left with the community, is to get these information and know, especially the 18 years old to 39, because one of those institutions, they deal with black first individuals from the age of 18 to 39 years old. That one give up to $60,000 in a loan. So there are lots of resources out there that now for us to leverage on. A lot more people are looking for, a lot of us are looking to buy land now, not just houses anymore. There are a lot of people out there who are looking, seeking to purchase land, and people are saying, let's come together. If you have 5,000, 1,000, let's come together, put it together, and see what we can accomplish. So that's the movement that is here happening, in which I am part of several. So this is why I'm bringing you the information, how I'm getting it. So if anybody out there in Toronto who's looking for opportunities here, right, you can contact me, 437-881-2357. I officially start up my practice, legal services. I'm offering family matters, personal injury, which involves motor vehicle accidents, highway traffic act, landlord and tenant. Those are the areas that I'm working in. Again, I can assist in preparing the document, but I do not go to court. I just make that clear.
She knows it. She does not go to court. She will give you all the information you need to get to court and help you prepare all the information to get you to court, but she does not go to court. Okay?
Yes.
That's their jurisdiction. Yes. People, and you know, as usual, the Wagwan show, we share everything. We share as much as we get it, we'll share it. As many times as we get it, we'll share it. We're not afraid to share anything, and that's why you should support this radio station in the best way you can. Go out, tell a friend, bring a friend, and when we have programs, stay till the end, because you know there's a lot to be learned from having our own. Because I'm sure you're not going to turn on one of these commercial radio stations that you hear the information up there. You're not going to get that. As much as there's, unless, the only way you hear about what we have that they, you know, you can access is unless they have some money in it. If they have some money in it, you'll hear about it.
And then let me add to that, which is correct. The lawyer that I work with, he was telling me to advertise on one of those mainstream, it's $25,000.
Wow.
$25,000. So for us, that we're sharing this information, come on, let's support. Sam, what about fundraising for CRS? I mean, because we're giving some valuable information here.
Yeah, I'm going to find out when it's coming up. But when it comes up, it's usually 24-hour type thing. So I expect
people. I am looking forward to all my listeners doing, and this time I'll be bombarding. I'll be bombarding the airwaves because I would like the fact that we've done so much for so often and we've never asked of anything but just at that time to support us so we can take care of the rest of the year because Dr. Evans put out her best. This is somebody I don't even get to talk to. If I told you I talked to her in the last 6 months, I'm lying because she's so busy, she's so doing, and I appreciate love. I appreciate love what you're doing so much. So I am saying, let's do this. Let's support this station in every single way that we can.
We have to support these stations because we, as a community, we won't be able to get information like these from the mainstream, right?
Nope.
So let's support it, you know, let's donate. These individuals, you know, it's costing them to have these network going. So if we can get back, it would surely be appreciated. And there are other stuff coming up, but because it's summertime, you know, we're just letting the summer goes by. Well, summer for us here in Canada, but other parts of the world, it's summer all the time, like where Poetic Sam is currently. But, you know, we're looking at ways and means of continue to be productive, continue to share as much information as possible to help to empower you, me, the next person. All right? So I just wanted to share that. And one last thing I wanted to say, for me in the community, I know that there are a lot of people in our community who's not computer savvy. They don't know the first thing, the internet. So for me, I will personally provide that service for you for a small fee. You come into my office and I will, if it means that I have to take it from you, do it for you to get it out there, I am willing to take on that service as well.
See that? We give from our heart. We don't just give because, you know, something at the end of giving, we give from our heart because there are those of us out here looking for us to rise, you know, like I said. The main thing I was talking about is this brother who his great-great-grandfather bought a piece of land in California with the beach, and it was done for black people in California. And the city council drew up something to take away the land from them for over 100 years. And they fought till they got it back. Now, the city is leasing the beach from them for $400,000 a year, and at the end of the lease, they're going to buy back the whole thing is its value right now is $20 million. Okay? I think they paid $1,000 for it over 100 years ago. The value is $20 million right now. And it's not only about the money. It's about the principle of what we have to go to in order to own, to have and to own for us. And it's hard. It's hard when the people, this thing that was put together to so-called protect us, help us, turn around and take things from us and use it for their own benefit. And when they use it for their own benefit, they turn around and just, well, couldn't care. Couldn't care what else there is to do. But The brothers they got their beach back and it comes back in the family after a long time. But go on my Facebook page, Lasalle James, and you'll see it. It's a story I spread. I think it's a very, very important story. You know, a very important story about Mr. Eubank, you know, Neville Eubank. And it took him years, you know, years
100 years to get this done, but it was done. And that's amazing. That's very amazing that we have that resilience within us to stand our ground until we get what belongs to us. And I don't know, we need to keep going and supporting each other to make these things become our reality. And with that, we're going to some music right now, share the music, you know, because we're, I found the right tune. Buju Bantam says we're a champion. Yes,
yeah. This is Buju Bantam, Buju Bantam. This is Buju Bantam, Buju Bantam.
Dance, jump, fuck to this. Non-stop, turn and twist. God of his mercy. Watch the girl of God. Here, put your hands in the lap. Me all a walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, bum, bum. Girl, let me in. Me have this thing where you are waiting for. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl. How where you get it from. Now find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, bum, bum. Girl, let me in. Why? Cause we would be more than just to take your hand and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving. All you got to do is me too. So let the risk burn. Satisfy your emotion. At a body breath, instantly she was. She no old and tough, and she no got time no rest. Things smooth and precious like she never get a pet. One son to expand, I've got to all and pull up. Giddy up, me I forget to eat a mouse. Think I walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, bum, bum. Can't let me in me everything. But no man a call you no look for them way. You look good, you not forget the matter what a girl say. Put on your clothes inside a display. Man, I see you and I see you about night and day. Could you be my only and the woman lay lay? With a dad just smile on her face and say. She want a man for do the work, not want to play. A marathon man, she said she want one to stay. I'm with you all, I walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, bam, bam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How where you get it from. Now find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, bam, bam. Girl, let me in. Why? I sing, I sing. Why? I sing. Woman, I want to take her down. Really start a plan to hold you. Look, I come to one conclusion. Why? You supposed to know the way. Supposed to pull an action. Music, I'm playing your way. Don't respond. Non-stop sticking just like a time bomb. Are you every man was slam? But you want another walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How are you getting from? Now find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, bam, bam. Can't let me in. Cry. I'm supposed to will be more than kind to take your hand and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot dive and all you got to do with me true. So let's go respond. Satisfying your emotion. Hot up on your face. Instantly she was. She no old and tough. And she no got time no rest. Since me down precious. Like she never get a crush. One son to expand. Like a champion, what a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, pam, pam. Girl, let me in. Me got it in where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How where you get it from. Now find your entrance. Ram, pa, pa, pam, pam. Girl, let me in. Why?
Buju B on that one. Champion, champ. We got a lot of champion people in our community. A lot of them. You know, and sometimes we don't really give them, you know, the flowers they should get. Let's call it the flowers, you know. There's a lot. We need to just recognize that and dig them up more, much more. Where, you know, you were past were like 45 minutes in the show, but we still got a little bit to go. We're gonna just let you know, let you hear, and drop some Canadian pieces. Chelsea Stewart on this one, Forever Your Girl. Chelsea, I know it's time for you to release something. Time for you to come alive again. All right, here we go.
What's happening in your world? Are you there?
Yes, hello? I am here. Can you hear me?
I got you.
Hi.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, as we go down another Thursday evening, we have, maybe another 40 minutes to go. So
Right. Basically,
summer is here, exciting time in the city, you know, so many things to do, so many places to go, but, you know, I would just remind everyone to stay safe, you know. Over the past month or so, there's so many shooting in the city.
Yeah.
Somebody just told me, friend of mine supposed to be getting married next weekend, and the facility that they're supposed to be hosting the reception called them and told them that they cannot have the event there because a shooting took place there. So now she's running up and down, having a headache, trying to find a new place to, you know, to host her event. Just imagine you plan your wedding for so long, and 1 week before the date, you're now told that you cannot host the event there. And this is a situation when things like these happen, because these people are going out. They're not thinking of other people's interests. You know, they're just thinking of themselves. And everybody's losing here because the girl. Yeah, the lady who paid for the hall, I think that the place will give them back their money. But the stress that they now have to be under to find a place for next Saturday. And also, the event facility is now at a loss because it might be a permanent shutdown for them.
Wow.
They cannot, based on what she's saying. So it seems that they can't even host any more events. And I think I know where it is because I think it was Father's Day. Two persons got killed there. And then the next week after that, something else happened there. And so, you know, the bottom line is, you know, so people, guys, come on. You know, I believe that you should leave your differences at home. You know, don't take it out. There's no reason to go out to do these things. There's so many things out there that, you know, you can be a part of. Today's event that I went to, there's so many opportunities, you know, for young people to start up your business. Reach out to somebody if you don't have the experience or the know-how. There are people out there that can help you to transition. Even if you don't have, even if you have a concept, bring it to someone and they can bring it to fruition for you. But don't take a difference out there because everybody's affected. Here, we might never be able to have an event or enjoy ourselves anymore out there because of the, you know, the unfortunate situation that's taking place amongst our community. And it's so bad. And then when I look at the places like the church communities that you think that should be there as a refuge or a haven for these, you know, individuals, it's not there. So,
nope.
You know, we're in a disadvantaged situation right now. And it's unfortunate. You know, I just feel sorry for the people that own these facilities, you know, because they're thinking it's something good that they're doing. But at the end of the day, it's unfortunate. And then, you know, once the city, the police gets involved, then they're figuring, okay, that's what we have to do to stop this thing. You know, it's very sad, but, you know, I just wanted to share that I believe that family members should be more vigilant as well, you know, with, you know, what's coming in and out of their house.
It
means that you have to do a strip search every so often. I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth, but...
But, you know, the other thing on the other side of that coin is sometimes there's... Here to do the strip search themselves, because if they know that the people, if they know that they're not, you know, they're in a home with some
delinquent or some unruly person. Sometimes the owner of the home is scared themselves to try to correct it. You know, it's so many things in the front of all of this that you don't even know. You that's a good suggestion. And then again, you don't know, it could be good and it could be bad in some ways. Not saying not suggest it or not to look at it as something, you know, as a solution, but there's so many points to it. Look how many, you just called out so many ways they could go out and enjoy themselves. And instead of enjoying themselves, they're killing people. They think it's something at the time to go and kill and hurt many others.
Even places like Caribana, a few people got hurt there over the years. You know, people go out to enjoy themselves. And then one lady came from England some years back, and I think she died, right, as a result of that one down on the lakeshore, right?
Lakeshore.
Yeah, so people just try to beef out their difference wherever it may be. But my question is, how do they know that these individuals are there? I'm not getting it. How do they know?
They track. Sometimes they'll be watching and they plot their time when they're going to make their move and what they're going to do. And then, you know, they hear or they ask around and they find out that they're going to be there. So they just go there. And, you know, I've heard the situations up there where people do things like, they go to the dance, and the person is in the dance, and they go to the DJ and call the license plate number of the car the person owns, and they go there to move their car, and they kill them. You know, little things like those. It's just like these ways of, you know, instead of using their brain some other smart way, this is the way they use their brains to destroy each other and create panic and, you know, stop people from elevating themselves, because now instead of going out and seeing opportunities that's out there, they stay inside. And sometimes nothing walks through your door. You got to go through your door to meet whatever is there. It doesn't come through your door. Opportunities don't walk through your door.
It's very unfortunate. It's, you know, it's just unfortunate situation. And then a lot of people says, well, it could be an age factor, you don't want to go out. But I don't, because there's events for everyone, right?
Yeah.
So it's not really about age, but some people are living in a fearful time that they don't want to leave their house, because they figure once they step out, you don't know what you're up against when you step out there,
back.
Right? Yeah. It's very sad, you know, it's unfortunate. It's very sad. It's unfortunate, but, you know, these are the things that we're faced with in our community. So when I saw that event today, I thought it's a plus that, you know, these institutions are now on the move, you know, trying to connect.
Give a help.
And, and to say, okay, here, we're here to help. It's just that sometimes they may be out there saying that they're trying to include, but the red tape that they put you through are the bureaucracy. Sometimes you don't want to bother. Because, to get $5,000 at times, you have to go through so much to get that $5,000. So what do? You know, so, but I would encourage them, especially parents, you know, with young ones coming up, teach them financial literacy, right? So they know how to can spend, how they can become business owners. Put them into these kind of surroundings, these younger generation coming up, so they know, you know, how to invest. What I understand now, the crypto is not even going to be safe, and it's not really safe a safe way to invest your money, you know. So it's best if you have money. Yeah, what I'm understanding, if you have money, it's best you buy gold. And what I understand with the gold and silver, now the gold they're saying is for commercial purpose. So the gold is like for the corporation. So it's best if you're buying to buy silver, because the silver is for the people, but the gold is for the corporation. Keep that
well,
in
that,
mind.
Well, that is not even a good thing either. That's not really a good thing. In other words, but then I would say you can make up an LLC and buy gold. You can put together an LLC corporation and you got, you know, a limited liability company and buy the gold, then if so be it. You got to figure your way around it, because I don't think that's really, you know, good. Which I saw, you probably saw that too, that since the pandemic, there has been more billionaires than any time. More billionaires than any time we could think of. People, there's so much out there, and, you know, we just not, a lot of times, we're behind the eight ball. We're thinking we're here being powerful, being all of this. While these people are having fun and, raking in with the fear they put in us, they're raking in all that dollars, and by the time you realize that, oh, it was only, a point of scaring us, frightening us. These people don't make so much money. By the time you think about making some money, you're so far behind the eight ball, you'll never catch up with them. You'll never catch up. I mean, think about it. Billionaire? People are thinking hard of being a millionaire, but billionaire?
Well, listen, remember, before the pandemic, it took people years to get there. In 2 years, you're hearing how kinds of money people are made.
Right. That's the point. That is the point.
Yeah, so how I perceive or how I look at it, if you never made it over those years, here's an opportunity now that you can make it. You can make it. Now is an easier time to make money or to become rich than any other time.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done.
Yeah, we need to really put hands and heart together and do it and stop being fearful and stop letting others use the fear to frighten us and the things they do to, dissuade us from putting together, like me and you, wherever you are. If you can't do it in America, do it in Canada. If you can't do it in Canada, do it in Africa. If you can't do it in Africa, do it in the Caribbean. There's so many different places that we can do and do this. Like you said, top brother has an Italian restaurant in Canada. I thought it would have been more an Italian neighborhood, but it's right in the black neighborhood in the part of town, as far as I can remember. That was not upscale and all of that kind of stuff, but he had it there and he's done it and he's doing it. Those are the kind of chances we have to take and know that we can work it out and it can happen. I mean,
yes, and yeah, that is, because when I look at the restaurant, I'm looking at it and I said, wow, a black Italian, But if you see it on, if you see it on Google, if you see it on social media, you would not think it's owned by us.
Right.
It because of the name, Monte Bianco.
Which
you can look
them
up. Just type it into Google and
see what it is. Go right there and I'll see it. I wonder what that means. I wonder what that means. What's the meaning of that word? Monte Bianco. Bianco, I think is that's Bianco, not Bianca. I think there's a difference.
I don't know, but the fact that it's somebody that like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Where you see that, then that will encourage even the young ones coming up that they can own something like that. I remember when my daughter was younger, we went into a PetSmart because they are franchised.
Right, yeah.
And, while we were in there, that was what she said, Mommy, I want to own one of these. And I think she was like 10 because it was one of us who owned that. So when she went in there and she loved pets. So when she went in there and saw that it was one of us who owned it, that was what she came out of there with, saying, she wants to own one of those.
So I do believe is that when they're young like that, take them into all these places that they're seeing people that look like them. And that will give them the encourage them to say, you know what, I can do it.
That's the only way we're going to. And it's a long road, it's a hard road, but it's a road that we can travel, you know, we can do it. Well, let's take this break and play some music with Todd Up. We apologize for Miss Anita Baker. Yeah, we apologize for the situation we're in, but apologies alone won't make it. So let's hear some sweet words from Miss Anita Baker. Anita Baker.
I'm telling you, she had to fight for those, all these songs that she made, she had to fight for them and chant the rapper help her to get them back, which, you know, nice for a little young dude to, you know, honor the sister and help her to get her mastered back. And that's something that musicians have to learn, you know. We have to learn these things, that when you make your stuff and you start going to these people, you do not own it anymore. Once you start doing all these things, you do not own it anymore. I am going to just kind of like, I know, because there has been experience in the industry that I have lately, you know, and I'll keep it, I always keep it in mind because of my experiences. So we can pass on the information that's needed to pass on to the up-and-coming artists and what's going on. A lot of us think it's just as easy, and we still, we only see the glitz and the glamour, but there's a whole lot of other things behind it that we don't know. No, we don't, are not privy to until when everything falls down. All right? So I'm going to drop another piece. Drop another piece. My friend, the guy from way back, I'm talking about way back. You know, this is Throwback Thursday. This is what this show is going to be called. With the music on this show, is Throwback Thursday music. Cameo. Oh, let me get the right one. Let me get the right one, my people. Way back it was. One of those. I could play in the party, and I know when you look out there, everybody will be dancing with each other. Those days. I'm going to stop this a little bit, and I'm going to tell you that Hot Summer Afrobeat, the Club 1828, 5110 40th Street in Tampa, Florida. Club 1828, it's the African Nation's Independence on July the 23rd with special guest Princess Eile. She's a reggae artist. But it's Afrobeat. I've been there, and it was real good, folks. Trust me, feel me on that one. Feel me on that one. Someone can wait.
Teach me, mold me,
mold me with love.
I got your back, yeah.
Yeah, people, I want to talk about this. I want to mention, I don't know if you've seen it, Janet, the trailer for the movie Woman King, The Woman King, coming in August with Viola Davis. Telling you, people, I want to see this movie. I got to see this movie. You know, it's about, they said it's based on a true story about all these women who fought for their villages in Africa. I need to see this story. I think there's going to be an anticipation, real anticipation about this story. The Woman King coming in August with Viola Davis. The trailer looks real good, so I'm thinking the movie is going to be twice as good.
Where is it going to be now? Netflix?
No, I think this is going to be in theaters, you know.
Okay.
You know, they're probably going to be in theaters, so it's probably going to be internet. It'll be over there. I think it'll be over there as well. No.
Okay, so that is something we need to watch.
Yes, yes. I watch a trailer and I'm like, wow. They're gonna another.
What is it called? Woman King.
Woman King. Yeah, it's on Facebook. If you go, you know, doctor, he's champion of these things. You know, he was the first one that he posted up, and a friend of mine posted up. And I did somewhere before everybody posted, but I just didn't get a chance to delve into it. I kind of like, you know, passed it. But today when I looked at it and I really digested it, it's awesome. I really like it, you know. I really like it. So I think this is going to be another one of those, what was that movie that that movie with the guy that died, young brother that died, the African kingdom, the whole city.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that he set up. I think this is going to be another one of those kind of movies where, you know, make us feel so gracious about Africa, which we shouldn't have stopped, but now there's little tidbits like these movies that make you yearn to want to go to Africa, which I wanted to since I was a teenager. I really wanted to go to Africa. Still do. Still win. And I think SWAD might be one of the ways that we'll be going. Or also looking at the fact that there's artists there and I know I'm going to. I just know that I'm going to end up, you know, going because of artists' involvement with these artists and stuff like that, and the music. I think the music is going to take me there because that was the original way that I visioned it years ago that I will get there through the music. So it's coming full circle. And we're getting down to that time. It's like 5 minutes to go. And we thank you for listening in at the same time. Don't forget, Saturday, I'll be here. And don't forget, Club 1828 on the 23rd. There's going to be Afrobeat. It's for the summer. We're going to do the hot summer Afrobeat with the African nations, independent, which includes Somalia, Burundi, Rwanda, Algeria, Malawi, Cape Verde, Comrades, Tommy, and Principal, South Sudan and Liberia. Some of these names in Africa I've never heard of before, but guess what? I'm proud. Nation, the African nation, independent, on the 23rd at Club 1828, right here in Tampa, Florida, at 5110 North 48th Street, Tampa. Okay? And you can call me. You can call me. I'll be here. Or you can go on my Facebook page. It's posted there now. There's actually two artists that's going to be there. Princess Hailey and another one, Ruth, I think her name is, that's two sisters are going to be performing there. So people, try to make it. I know we have summer all the time, but we do have things going on. And I know next year, with all things working well within, you know, the spirit, I will have Jamaica Day, and that will be a big one. Not a small one, a big one, because it will be returning from 3 years ago. So we will have that. The other sister, her name is Kay Ruth. That's Kay Ruth, as I said. She's another artist, special artist. I and Mike are the special DJ. So our last words before we go, Sister Janet on the Moon Lumley. We're about to head out of here.
Yes, people. So once again, thank you so much for listening to us on another show of Wagwan. And each and every Thursday, we try to inspire, motivate, or just give you information on what's happening wherever we get the information from. Most of the time, I'm out of Toronto, so I share with you what's happening in the T-Dot, we call it. And then, you know, so until next time. And guys, I'm asking you, please, if you have an opportunity, tune into EglintonTV.com as well as itsyourturn.org, and just see some of the stuff, you know, that's coming out of the city, what we're doing. I have a show on the Eglinton TV network, Regolution. It's more than just reggae, all right? So I'd love for you to tune in and just see what's happening on that network, all right? So until next week, have yourself a good week and stay safe.
All right, people, this is Portic Sam. I'm heading out of here. You know, here on The Kiss of Life by Sade, you know, Saturday, 12 till 2. Check me right here on TRS Radio when I play all unsigned artists. I got to corner Jungle George because I got to get him on. But he has something he's holding me for before I get his presence. But I will. The Kiss of Life. See you, people. Have an awesome rest of the week and doubly nice weekend. All right. Be well. Be at peace. Love. Honesty.
Au revoir. He led me to you. He